This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We were talking about United Way during the break, and Joe Jennings popped in. Now, when he worked at a bank, they required him to give. And then you go to Walgreens or CVS or anywhere, and they'll start bullying you to give money to this or that, and most of the time it's a scam. Or you're giving money that goes to leftist organizations, or United Way is keeping their money with that bank. Joe, tell us the story, because I've heard about these companies that, quote, make you take automatic, you know, a deposit, make you give to a charity. I mean, it's just sick. Tell us about it.
Well, basically, they required, they said, hey, you know, we're going to be doing this United Way funding thing, and we'd like you to donate. You need to tell us how much we're going to take out of your paycheck. And I said, well, I don't even know anything about United Way, and isn't that a choice? Well, no, you don't really have a choice. It's going to be taken out of your paycheck, so you need to let us know.
Of course, you did have a choice. It's like vaccines. They go, no, you will do it. Well, there's no law. You're going to do it. It's all bullying. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're correct. It was kind of looked down like, well, if you don't give, I don't know if we can still have you around if you don't want to participate with our you know, the bank and how we do things.
What bank was it?
First Interstate Bank in California, which is no longer a bank anymore.
You know, I don't want to just make this a leftist right thing, because the right has its own problems. We were just covering that with Bush and stuff earlier. But there's this new totalitarian left where they've got the moral high ground. So we'll take your kids to a sex shop if we want when they're 11, or we'll make you give to United Way. That is a whole leftist thing, because they're not leftists. They are these totalitarians. I mean, I know a lot of liberals that are the coolest, smartest people you can imagine. Now, I disagree with them on like abortion or, you know, things like that. But overall, they're, you know, they're smart, informed, loving people. I just disagree with some of their views. But it's like that professor said, I'm scared of my young liberal students, in that article yesterday. I mean, it's like the Red Guard. They're like, you will do it. Shut up. You know, white people are inherently bad. And then it's all financed by big mega banks that just want us all each other's throats. That's the point. Is that they're just conduiting this entire deal into a huge giant mess, while mega corporations write the laws that then get adopted in secret in things like the TPP. And I mentioned this earlier, I'm going to cover it now briefly. TPP email shows CEO joked about making royalty payments to U.S. officials. These are our rules, bragged chemical company boss. The emails released under Freedom of Information Act request show how one chemical CEO was so pleased with the rules being set by the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal that he joked about making a royalty payment to the U.S. government officials before bragging, these rules are our rules, close quote. 400 pages of confidential emails between industry advisors and the USTR officials were obtained by the Intellectual Property Watch, the USTR Office of the United States and Trade Representative, and the U.S. government agency responsible for developing the United States trade policy. And, of course, you know it's all shared with people from the companies who then shut down their competition. That's my biggest issue. And they don't, again, do this for America. They do it for globalist corporations. One of the emails was written to Jim DeLessi of Fanwood Chemicals, a company that provides technical marketing, direct sales, manufacturing, regulatory services to the chemical industry. Addressing to the USTR, Barbara Weisel, should be Weasel, the email states emphasis, hi, Barbara. John sent through a link with the P4 agreement. They get to see it, not us. I've taken a quick look at the rules of origin. Someone owns USTR royalty payment or owes them. These are our rules. They will need some tweaking, but will likely not need major surgery. This is a very pleasant surprise. I will study more closely over the weekend. But see, the real setup of all these corporations is that once the body itself is set up and the corporations give their power to Sauron and the One Ring, they're now slaves. See, the ring race think they're going to get power. They become slaves when they put their rings on. You understand? The real power is that it's transferred to that body And then they can change this stuff however they want and then make these guys give campaign contributions and jobs and kickbacks to even stay in the game in the future. Totalitarianism looks good up front, but man, it's like sticking your arm in a bear trap. That's it for this live transmission. We'll see you Sunday, 4 to 6, and tonight at 7.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every America needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people, they're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down Firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Here with Infowars.com. Now today we got in our brand new t-shirts. This is the Save America t-shirt with the upside down flag. Now at Infowars.com, in no way are we being disrespectful. In fact, this t-shirt was designed to help inform you and the people around you that will be seeing this t-shirt, because at the very bottom we show you the actual United States flag code, Title 4, Chapter 1, which states that you should never fly the flag with the Union side down unless you're in a dire state of emergency. Now, if you haven't taken a look outside the door or turned on the news in the last year or so, then you would understand that our country, our republic, is in dire need of help. We have a government that continuously spies on us illegally. We have a country that continuously mistreats our veterans and then sends them to stupid, pointless, mindless wars with no truth based behind it whatsoever. And then they come home and they treat them like crap. They throw them on death panels. I myself am a veteran. I've served numerous tours, and I do not find this disrespectful whatsoever. And at InfoWars.com, we're here to...
It was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today on this Friday, already the fifth day of whatever month it is in this insane asylum that we live in. Because it doesn't even matter what month or what year it is here inside the planetary world government, where the tyranny and the oppression and the ignorance just intensifies by the moment. It's television that's killing society. The world is absolutely filled with just non-productive, mindless chatter and behavior and people frittering away their lives, pretending that they're school teachers, pretending they're parents, pretending they're senators, pretending they're police officers, pretending they're artists, pretending they're intellectuals, pretending they're informed, pretending they've got their head screwed on straight, while meanwhile, organized anti-human systems are being developed and deployed against humanity. There is a lot of positive news, though, at the same time that we're going to be breaking down today on this worldwide broadcast. We have Lord Monckton joining us for 30 minutes, the start of the hour, one of the main fighters of the EU and the founder of UKIP, fastest growing party in England, UK-wide, and also in much of Europe. And he's an expert on EU tyranny and what's happening currently with the European Union. And that's tied into the rest of the trilateral global government program, the Asia Union and the American Union. EU weighs unprecedented reform as Britain threatens to leave. That's the Associated Press today. Germany's Merkel, open to EU treaty changes for UK. BBC. We're going to be drilling down into what this means, but here's what's happened. The UK was brought in decades ago without a vote through stealth political actions into the unelected draconian European Union that at the time wasn't even announcing itself as a European Union, and was actually a, quote, trade deal that was negotiated in secret and that England was then a signatory to. And we'll go over the years, when it happened, how it was implemented with Lord Monckton, who was there in the Thatcher government as her chief advisor, stopping it, and then as soon as she left office, they were able to sneak it through. So he was there when history was happening. Now, you may be saying this sounds like deja vu, because that's what the TPP is for the United States. And that's what NAFTA and GATT and all these things are these so-called trade agreements that are really global government agreements, bringing us under private corporate globalist boards. And so this is really good news, because even if they ram the TPP through, which is in big trouble right now, it shows how decades later, as the public is informed of how they've lost their sovereignty and how roughly 83% of British and UK laws from Scotland to Ireland are made by the European Union itself. And then you notice just a few years ago, the EU actually officially just took Ireland over when it became a member. And then notice what happened to their economy. Suddenly they were signed on to all this debt that wasn't theirs. They conquer you through economic conquest. So this is such a huge time to be alive, because Bilderberg is a microcosm of this. The people that run Bilderberg, since the 1940s, they officially called it Bilderberg in 1954, when they met in Oosterbeek, Holland, at the Bilderberg Hotel. They are the royalty, they are the robber barons of Europe and the United States. They are what you could call Hydra or Spectre. They are the bad guys. And their agenda can only operate in secret. If there's ever a debate about them, if there's ever a discussion about private corporate individuals and combines controlling government and controlling the issuance of currency and credit and controlling interest rates and controlling trade and borders and military and sovereignty and immigration, it's game over, because even the stupidest 75 IQ person out there who might be able to tie their shoelaces, who might be able to find their butt at high noon with both hands, they can understand that the decisions are being made by people who aren't from this country or aren't from their country and who do not have their best interest at heart. That is the simple fact in all of this. And so when you see the trilateral plan of an Asian Union, American Union, EU Union, all those unions then merging together through trade deals, when they were set up as trade deals, once you have a debate about that, the whole thing starts falling apart. The whole thing becomes crystal clear as a dictatorial, centralized despotism, no matter what name or whatever word you give it. And so you can see June 5th, 2015, as a very dark time for the world, where a lot of evil is coming out of the closet, emerging out of the waves, and attacking, like the Hydra, like the Leviathan. But at the same time, it's an incredibly positive time, because the world is awakening and saying no, and the Tory party had to act like UKIP or they would have lost the election. UKIP gained a lot of seats. It's like a Ron Paul-style party. They're listeners of this show. They're guests of this show. They understand what's going on. Their fight is our fight. Our fight is their fight. We're all in the same boat. Sovereign nations being taken over by the globalists. We're all allied against this. And the Tories, as we said last year before the election this year, began to act like UKIP and said, okay, we'll control the borders. Okay, we'll cut the taxes. Okay, we will get us out of the EU, or at least allow you to have a vote. The British and the rest of the people in the UK never had a chance to even vote on whether they want to be part of the EU. We don't get a chance to have a vote here, do we? We don't get to even see the TPP. The Congress just votes. The House is about to vote. The Senate voted to just give the president unlimited power to sign on to whatever he wants. I mean, that is so sensational, off the chart, over the top, ridiculous. Totally ridiculous that that would be happening. Two members of Boehner's leadership team openly refuse to admit if they've read Obamatrade. That's the TPP. So this is all a bunch of criminals in suits trying to act like what they're doing is normal and kosher and acceptable and not a problem. They're hiding it in plain view. We're blowing the whistle. And just as they said Bilderberg didn't exist 60 years ago, 50 years ago, 40, 30, 20, in the last 10 years, they've been forced to admit it exists. They've been forced to admit much of their agenda. And guess what? It's a global government, carbon tax, open border, technological technocracy that ends human liberty, ends freedom, ends sovereignty, and forces you to eat Monsanto GMO, basically. And taxes the internet and takes over free speech. I mean, it's sick. We're exposing the entire globalist.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So Mark and I were talking about these looters, you know, in Baltimore and in Ferguson. It seems like every time there's some kind of an upset, the looters come out. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm a small business guy. Mark's a small business guy. And we go to GunsAD.com and we get our AR-15 kits and we get our 30-shot magazines and we're ready for the looters, if you get my drift. Hello. Don't wait for the powers that be. Go to GunsAD.com. GunsAD.com. GunsAD.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. Alex Jones here with an InfoWarsLife.com consumer alert report. Many of you are aware that around the world, most populations are woefully deficient in clean forms of iodine. The good news is our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 nascent iodine and experienced it for themselves. The bad news is for the first time in more than a year, supplies at InfoWarsLife.com of Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine are running low. But what's even more serious is the supply of these deep earth crystals. That exclusive 999 pure source is proprietary and only available to InfoWarsLife.com, and that supply is running low and is in question. That's why it's more important than ever to secure your current and long-time supply of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 today. Available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You can run on for a long time. Run on.
I just spent, if you just tuned in, 12 minutes trying to break down something that's really simple. A private, global, fascist, eugenics-based world government that started the Nazi Party, started the Communist Party, is so evil, they've just committed purely to the most wicked darkness you can imagine. They're purists. These bloodthirsty purists, based out of the British Empire, allied with the United States and the robber barons, created a system of culture control about 160 years ago and deployed the plan and have pretty much taken the planet over. And they discovered DNA, and they invented computers and biometrics. Galton, in the 1860s, said we're going to create machines to track everyone. We're going to discover how humans operate. We're going to master it. We're going to bring in a planetary government. And we're going to remove all of the dumb people from the Earth and create a utopia. And the dominant empire of the world adopted that, the British Empire, the greatest empire this world's ever seen, with all its administrative manipulations and military power. And now that philosophy, that system, that logic has permeated into a private global banking cartel. Because the British don't really run it today. They're just part of it. And has merged with the military-industrial complex and the technological elite that Eisenhower spoke of. And they're on a power trip. They're racing to get life extension. They're allowing all their new drugs and surgeries to be tested on the general public to perfect them for themselves. That is the practice of medicine, is it not? It's why it's called practice. And they are effectively anesthetizing and dumbing down the public to come in for the big win. Ragtag forces are aware of this around the world. The chemicals in the food and water, the biological weapon engineering in the food. We can see the diseases skyrocketing. We can see the IQs plunging. We can read the globalist own battle plans and see they're carrying it out. And we're just here desperately trying to warn people. All being laughed at by the controlled right and controlled left. But as Christ said, forgive them, they know not what they do. The mid-level minions. The good news is, because of fighters like Nigel Farage and Lord Monckton 30 years ago that founded UKIP, they put so much pressure on the UK that they are threatening to leave the EU if national sovereignty is not at least partially returned to the UK. That's a big first step. That's in the BBC and the Associated Press today. Germany's Merkel opened the EU treaty change for UK. EU weighs unprecedented reform as Britain threatens to leave. AP. And that ties into this headline, TPP begins to unravel as Obama launches final push for votes. Please just tell us what is in TPP. I'm going to read over some of this article. So humanity's putting up a fight. I mean, just 10 years ago, you'd tell people that there were, you know, G7s and G20s, and you'd tell people that there were global elites meeting in secret. And the public had been taught there were no robber barons, there were no powerful men and women who wanted more power. I mean, that's like saying there is no sun that comes up in the morning. The public had been taught that government is pure goodness and so are corporations, and nothing bad goes on. There's no secret groups, so just stick your head in the sand and go to sleep and watch your favorite TV show. We've now progressed to the point where 20 years ago, maybe 1 out of 50 people knew the Federal Reserve was private and European-owned. I mean, I remember hearing conservative talk show hosts 20 years ago say the Council on Foreign Relations didn't exist. They would get on air and say, that kook Alex Jones says a thing called the CFR runs everything. I didn't say it ran everything. Set up by British intelligence publicly in 1922 at Pratt House in New York City. with the express goal of establishing British Empire rule over the continental United States through infiltration of government and working with U.S. robber barons. Did a pretty good job. But see, now people know the Council on Foreign Relations exists. The U.S. branch of the Royal Institute of International Affairs. So, once we identify there's this shadow monster in the room that's doing the mischief, that it's the 100-pound gremlin, it's goodbye, gremlin.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's your health worth to you? You probably can't place an exact value on it, but its importance has certainly increased greatly as you've grown older. Yet some companies seem to believe you can be lured in with cheap prices and false promises. That's never been the way Supernatural Silver has chosen to do business. Long ago, we set out to create a product that was light years beyond colloidal and ionic silver. Through extensive research and testing, we succeeded in making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective. Some might call us a premium product, but we've simply strive to be a product that worked. Supernatural Silver is strong enough to fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungus, but safe enough to be used internally or topically. And it's powerful enough that just a handful of applications per week can give you better results than the daily use of those bargain silvers. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off your order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Alex Jones here with an InfoWarsLife.com consumer alert report. Many of you are aware that around the world, most populations are woefully deficient in clean forms of iodine. The good news is our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 Nascent Iodine and experienced it for themselves. The bad news is for the first time in more than a year, supplies at InfoWarsLife.com of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine are running low. But what's even more serious is the supply of these deep earth crystals. That exclusive 999 pure source is proprietary and only available to InfoWarsLife.com. And that supply is running low and is in question. That's why it's more important than ever to secure your current and long-time supply of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 today. Available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live, worldwide, original, teleprompter-free radio / television transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com are our two flagship websites. We also have PrisonPlanet.tv as we fight the construction of the global prison planet. Let me just do this. I do this sometimes at the start of the show. I'm going to reset. Because I get so upset looking at the news headlines before the show, I tend to get mad. And I'm trying to psychologically get a handle on this. Again, there's a lot of good news. There's also a lot of bad news. We told you the day they indicted Dennis Hastert that it would be about basically raping his wrestlers. And, of course, now families have come out, and we know the names of the people and the payoffs. And exclusive, Dennis Hastert's sex abuse victim is named by family. I wonder what Lindsey Graham's going to do when his friend gets in trouble. Old Lindsey, I just think of Hastert, I just think of Lindsey, I don't know why. But you wonder why these guys are so sold out, why they go against, you know, 90%, 85% polls on things like TPP. It's because the Republican and Democratic parties go out and recruit people that are pedophiles. Because they know once they destroy them or need to destroy them, no one's going to listen to them saying other people are corrupt around them because of the scarlet letter P for child rapist or pedophile. So they go and they recruit them out of networks of pedophiles, and that's why the government's so scum-filled and why so many Homeland Security regional directors constantly get caught just every few weeks with little kids. There's one level even worse than them, though. There's the snuff films. In fact, the bassist of the Scorpions came out on TMZ a week ago, and Mark Dice had a report on it. We ought to play it. I forgot to tell you guys that. Where he admitted in Germany, that's what movies like Hostel, I've told you, are based on real stuff. Where people are killed at these elite parties. That happened in New York with Rolling Stone one time. Little dead black kid at the party, but you can hardly find that even in the news annals with a LexisNexis search. So there's a whole nother level beyond just raping kids. It's killing them. And to the Scorpions, you know, bassist credit, he said it was horrible and made him sick and traumatized him. He's very serious when he's talking to the reporter. So this is who we have running things. People that like to take five-year-olds and torture the living daylights out of them and scare the hell out of them before they kill them. And I'm not going to go into what they do to kids, folks, but it's everything you read about in the old wives' tales. Oh, people claim Satanists would get babies and cut them and drink their blood. No, that's what they do. Former Scorpions bass player admits to attending snuff parties. There's the headline. Oh, man. You know, I did a whole report on this earlier this week, and TransAble, where people cut their arms and legs off, and I talked about chemicals in the food and water increasing breast and prostate cancer and accelerating aging and causing sexual confusion, and Salon wrote an article making fun of it. It's not funny. And implying I'm basically making it up. No, I'm not making any of it up. I'm not making it up that the IQ points in the United States just dropped another 14 points. In fact, none of this matters, though, because no one's going to go after Mark Rubio, the senator, for saying there's no NSA spying, lying bigger than Clapper. No, they're going to go after him for something that doesn't matter, his wife's 17 traffic infractions. They always go after some little crooked toenail because that doesn't affect the elites and all their big corrupt operations. That's the big national news story today. Out of the New York Times, is Mark Rubio, his wife cited 17 times for traffic infractions. You know, knock on wood, I haven't gotten a traffic infraction in like, it's got to be like 6-7 years. But then all of a sudden I'll get like 3 in a row. But why are we even talking about that? Well, I raised the point to illustrate how it's a distraction. For a second, I want to talk about Bruce Jenner. We're being assaulted by Tavistock Institute technology, weaponized media to scramble our brains. And you know what? It's working. Our brains are even getting smaller. Paul Watson wrote an article, and he has links to the statistics and facts in it, called The Rise of the Idiots. Westerners are dumber than ever before. And their brains are physically smaller. Genitalia are smaller. Sperm counts are down almost 90%. Oh, but there's nothing wrong. Nothing bad's happening because diabetes is up several thousand percent. Type 2. Type 1's well. Cancer's well off the chart. Don't be a fearmonger. They're only spying on us without warrants and opening the borders outside of law, having military drills everywhere, and TSA grabbing our genitals. Everything's fine. Don't worry about Jade Helm, even though every state in the union is having reports of troops running checkpoints and helicopters blowing stuff up in the middle of the night, terrorizing people as they get us ready for a military takeover. Oh, everything's fine, though. Go back to sleep. You're like walking in and seeing your five-year-old dying of cancer and going, don't be upset. Don't be upset. There's nothing wrong with you. America is on its deathbed. We're on our deathbed. We've killed 56 million babies and just say, oh, they're not babies. And now old people aren't old people. Kill them. And now veterans aren't veterans. Just deathless them. I've got an article right here. Out of The New American by Alex Newman that details with links to all of the announcements where they're calling elderly in Europe and the UK second-class citizens and denying them health care, saying, well, we're socialists. We save money doing that. I thought it was about being nice and taking care of everyone. No, it's about killing you. I mean, just look at these headlines, okay? When is it a crime to withdraw money from your bank? That's right. That's a serious headline in the New York Times. Obama under pressure to release secrets of 9/11 report. London Telegraph. Massive data breach could affect every federal agency. Chinese breach of 4 million federal workers' databases in a cyber war. Right as they try to pass the Homeland Security cyber takeover and the end of the internet freedom, who knows if the Chinese even did it? And I'm not saying they're not probing, there isn't wars going back and forth. The point is, look at the timing of all this. Look at these headlines. Obama and his GOP allies launch big effort to win trade fight in the House. Oh, the Washington Post calls it a trade fight. How did the EU start? Oh, it was the Treaty of Rome, a steel deal in 1957. But it wasn't a steel deal. It was the entire Union. It's 600 pages long. I've scanned the whole document. It's incredible. And you got Pelosi and Boehner and all these crooks. Boehner's completely out of his mind, is always crying. Complete lunatic. God knows what they've got on him. And they're just up there going, there's a secret treaty that takes over everything, and you can't see it. And the whore media, the prostitute media, won't even tell you what that it's not a trade deal. That it's a huge power grab when subsections have been leaked of it that are so draconian. And, of course, it came out. Obama was on NPR. This is on Drudge Today. And said, yeah, there's carbon taxes. We're going to save the earth from global warming in the TPP. That's why we got to do it. Oh, of course that's in there. Senators have already leaked what's in it. Gun control, open borders, world government. And the worst part is it's a blank check written open-ended. There it is. Obama admits climate change will be in Obama trade. It's just all in there. Because it has to line up with the European Union rules, and it has to line up with all the NAU stuff. I've got the EU documents. I've got the NAU documents. It'll be the same thing, folks. That's how I told you what was in it before it got released, because it's a long-term plan. I know the whole stinking thing up one side and down the other. People are like, why are you so upset? I mean, I don't know if Japan would have, if our government would have stood down to Japan in World War II and just invited Imperial Japan in to take over, I'd be upset. Or if we would have stood down in World War I, I guess, and invited the Germans in to take over or something, I'd be upset. Or if we'd have stepped down and said, you know, Stalin's going to take over America, I'd be saying it was wrong. But because it's a bunch of corporations and the media won't tell you about it, I mean, this is incredible that they would be doing this. And again, there is something wrong with me. Because I'm upset that all over the place they're announcing, yeah, we're not going to give old people medical care. Yeah, you know what? Maybe we should kill babies up to age 5. Yeah, you know what? We're going to lower the blood alcohol level down to half a beer and then put you in jail for it. It's not about keeping you safe on the road. It's about getting everybody in the prison system. This country and this world has learned how to steal and how to scam and how to bamboozle, not how to build anything anymore. And we're now reaching the tipping point into total corruption when everything unravels and falls apart and hell on earth gets released. And the giant hordes of moralists, mindless, dumb, pack-minded, tribal-minded people will be organized into giant criminal hordes by the government to rob and steal everything, and the youth will be turned loose into arrogant, power-tripping, politically correct, modern red brigades to just run around robbing and clubbing and stealing and raping and just pleasuring themselves on the carcass of humanity. Read the Bible. Your women will be put above you when you're cursed. Your children will be put above you. You will be enslaved. You will lose all your prosperity. You will be driven into the dirt. And then everything will collapse, and the children will just writhe around in dirt piles, throwing fits, starving to death, cursing those that fed them. Oh, I haven't even scratched the surface of the news. Jade Helm 15 has already begun. Training likely linked to Jade Helm begins in other states. Yeah, it's been going on intensely. Powerful report on Infowars.com. Land of the free, police and prosecutors fight aggressively to retain barbaric right of civil asset forfeiture. This isn't like how they sold it in the 80s, you know, that they bust some kingpin in Miami who's got a $50 million house, $100 million in the bank, and it's all cocaine money, and then that gets seized. No, it's you pull an old lady over and she's got $2,000 and you just take it. Or on Amtrak, you got $5,000, they just take it. And now they're taking jewelry off your fingers. It's just highwaymen. It's train robbers. And this is what the feds got the states to do. Then when the states passed laws doing it, the feds came in as the saviors and said, no, we're going to lobby to have state laws changed and sue people until asset forfeiture is only a federal program, and then the feds give 80-plus percent of the money back to the state to federalize them, and that's all that is really about. I mean, do I care if some scumbag, pimp, drug dealer gets his Corvette taken away? Not really on the surface, but then that corrupts the police and incentivizes them to keep the drug war going. When the government and the big corporations ship the drugs in as a destabilization effort. Informant says Yemen helped direct Al-Qaeda. We're going to break that now. It's all coming up today. We have Lord Monckton joining us on the big victory that the EU is now in deep trouble. Because people are thinking, why are we under the EU? We never got to vote. That was supposed to just be a trade deal. See, it's the same thing with TPP. They never want to discuss how it's foreign, how it's shadow, how it's secret, how the bill's secret, how the agreements are secret, because they don't want to have a discussion. We force the discussion. We've already done it. From this doesn't exist to, oh, it's good for you. Don't worry about it. It's secret. We've already come that far. And let me tell you, once you identify that there's criminals running things, it's game over. They're going to try tyranny. They're going to try takeovers. Hey, listen, they would have already carried out false flags to blame it on the Tea Party. But they're scared. We've got people in every federal agency, every police department. every shop, every store. There are patriots that know the paradigm with video cameras everywhere. And not even an internet kill switch is going to save you. When you pull off some big new 9/11 or nuclear 9/11 and we catch you doing it, hell, even if you didn't do it, the people are going to blame you. You know that, right? Because you did it so much before. It's like if you're a convicted child molester, three-time loser, and you've gotten out after 30 years in prison, and a kid gets raped on the street, you're going to get blamed, perp, even if you didn't do it this time. You understand? So you go ahead and pull off those false flags, scum. People ask why I get so vicious and nasty and mean. And I psychoanalyzed it. I was traumatized as a young man growing up in Dallas, Texas. And you can say it made me who I am, or you can say it made me a nasty person or whatever. I was in a lot of rough situations. But the point is that at least I'm not these jellyfish that don't recognize tyranny when they see it. I've seen it, and I know to stand up against it. And I know these nasty people have to be met with nastiness right back. Their intimidation, their arrogance, their con artist game is over. Who's going to stand up for the kids that are grabbing for snuff films? Who's going to stand up against the Hollywood folks at their death parties? Remember Chuck Norris's son in here talking about Hollywood and all the bad stuff he said and things even worse? And he shook.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want to be clear. The United States has already been taken over. We're already in the NAU, already merged with the EU and Asian Union. And that's in all the different globalist BAMF Canada and other documents that have come out. I talk about BAMF all the time because it was thousands of pages, and I actually read hundreds of them, and it was all, we've got to do this by stealth. We'll use terrorism and the flu to take over and merge everything, and then we'll get the politicians to join our ranks. And it was like Fortune 500, over 100 companies there voting, and then the leaders of the U.S., Canada, and Mexico would then vote off their orders at the secret meeting. That's how this works, and it just broke at Infowars.com, red-linked. Trans-Pacific Partnership email shows CEO joked about making royalty payments to U.S. officials. These are our rules, bragged chemical company boss. And the emails are now through FOIA request. You see, they've made the TPP secret, but then you can do FOIAs to the United States trade representatives and others and then get the sub-documents. That's why they're now having hearings in Congress. I saw them yesterday about just basically getting rid of FOIA, saying there's so many, we just can't respond anymore. Years ago, I sent off for my FBI file. They said, we're too busy. They violated federal law. I have a lawyer doing it right now. My lawyer said, you know, they may come after you for this. And he goes, yeah, now they come after people that do their FOIA. Well, good, come after me. Like you did all those little kids, you'd rape and blow their heads off. I mean, you people are sick freaks. You're a bunch of crooks. I don't care what you do anymore. I'm not ever going to back down from you scum. I mean, you're a bunch of scum. I'll cover this more in the next hour, Lord Monson. I'm going to settle down. In fact, speaking of snuff films, here's the clip from TMZ. We'll put the article on screen, too, about the snuff stuff. And that's what all this crush porn, all of it is. It's all just hating life, and it's just sick. A former Scorpions bass player admits to attending snuff parties. By the way, I just love the Scorpions. He said he hated it, but still he should have done more and spoke out then. It just makes me sick now when I hear him come on the radio. Briefly, we fund this operation with T-shirts, books, films, high-quality water filters, HTFirearms.com, super high-quality assault rifles, made in America, the best out there for the price, HTFirearms.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We are running out of X2 faster than I thought. Weldon and Anthony came in and said the numbers show it'll be sold out by Sunday night at this rate. And we think it'll only be a few weeks till we get a small supply back in that's being manufactured right now, but then the crystals are basically out, and so it could be a month, 6 months, a year, maybe never. So maybe quicker. I don't know. It's up in the air. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Read up on iodine. It's serious business. This is the best, cleanest out there, and it's just done wonders for myself and others, but it's powerful. So be sure and check what the adverse reactions can be, especially if you're already unbalanced. So read about all that. Talk to your physician or healthcare provider before using InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. We've got the DNA force. We've got the super males. We're female vitality. All of it is knock your socks off hardcore. Let's go out to break here with a clip from Mark Dice breaking this down. In fact, in the next segment, I'm going to air Mark Dice's whole report because it really brings a lot of context to it. He has a way of just saying stuff right down to the point, not kind of pontificating like I do. But here's a clip.
Reichermann, originally from Germany, bumped into a paparazzi from TMZ who asked him about Berlin's popular fetish parties, and this was his stunning response.
I went to one time, I've seen really bad.
Was it like a donkey show? Or?
No, actually, you know, I think they actually kill people there. So they pay like up to like 100,000 people to see people get
executed.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, well, the Romans did that, and the Babylonians did that, and the ancient Chinese did that, and everybody else.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs and special ops people, they're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show. You can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.